time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone, bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews, and weekly giveaways. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
Welcome back, Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Bryant Falconer, co-host of Cigar Talk, in the studio. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. Doing good.
Awesome, man. How was your week this week?
Dude, long.
It was long. And, you know, you missed out Saturday.
Yes.
And really, you missed out Friday because you left early.
Man, I was just doing a lot of traveling. I've been traveling since the week before last.
Yeah, right. And so you missed out at the Leaf. Yeah. The guys from Definition Cigars were there.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, we had a great Friday night. Mm. We were having fun when you were there.
Yeah.
And then you left and we turned it up about three notches.
The fuddy-duddy's gone. Let's party.
It was like, I will have another. And another.
So, and another.
So anyway, we had a great time. We were smoking Definition Cigars, and those guys were smoking other cigars because when they go to a lounge, they like to smoke things that they don't have access to. Which tells you they're cigar smokers.
They're about cigars, man. It's not just mine. I'm about cigars.
Right. And so, you know, that told me a lot right out of the gate.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a blast. And then Saturday, they came over here to the studio. We did three interviews. One with each one of them, and we're actually going to release that as its own show.
I hear you.
But it's a bonus show.
Gotcha.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to release that show to our Patreon members for a week, and then we'll release it to everyone else.
Gotcha. Okay.
So anyway, hey,
taking care
of
the Patreons.
Hey, well, you know, they take care of us.
Ooh, yes.
And the Patreons, the Light 'em Up crew.
Light 'em Up.
And so, you know, I want to talk a minute because a guy asked me the other day on Instagram, he was like, I don't know what Patreon is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not everybody does.
Yeah, it's true.
I'd never heard about it until a year after we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, the way it works is there's different tiers that you support the show financially. It can be anywhere from $4 and up. And, you know, we want to give back to that community because it's an honor to be supported by the community.
Yes.
And so, like, all tiers get the after show or pre-show. Mm-hmm. It's the Light 'em Up bonus show.
Yes.
We do that every week. And let me tell you what, just so you know, it's not PG.
At all.
It's like PG 40.
It's older than that. You got to have a great mindset to listen to that show.
Yeah, it's a little off the cuff.
Yeah, we do. But it's conversation that you would have in a cigar lounge.
Right. Know? It's when we hang out. That's what we do.
Yes.
So, and then we always send out the Cigar Talk poker chips, the Cigar Talk stickers, the Cigar Talk patches. Mm-hmm. And then we have special roles on our Discord server. If you're not on our Discord server, take a look, dude. We have a badass community on the Discord server.
And it's all give and take.
Oh, it's some days you take,
some days you give.
But anyway, I call that the Cigar Talk Circus.
It truly it is.
Hey, no, if you look on it, that's what it's called.
It truly is, man.
But it's a lot of fun. And anyway, so if you're in the Patreon members, you get a certain role in the Discord server. But then if you look at the producers and kings, they get everything everyone else gets, but they also get a challenge coin.
Yes.
And then after 3 months, they get a t-shirt.
Yes.
The Light 'em Up crew shirt. And then we also have the Kings,
who?
Which, you know, give a shout out to Gunny, Cool Hand Luke, and they get a special, I don't know if you've even seen it.
Uh-uh.
It has the Cigar Talk logo right here, but on top of the logo is
crown.
A crown.
Yeah.
And it's tilted over to one side.
Pimping.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's pretty much, and then the board members, if you're a Patreon or a King, we have a monthly meeting every month with a Zoom meeting.
Yes.
And we talk about ideas for the show and which way we want to go. And I mean, they are a huge instrumental part in giving me the quality feedback that we need.
Yes.
And so we want to say thank you to all of those guys. And then also, this is something new I want to start doing.
Okay.
The cigar quote of the week.
Okay. Does it have to be about cigars?
It has to be either about cigars or by someone who is cigar related, astounding famous.
Okay.
For cigars.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
So this week, the quote is, I drink a great deal. I sleep a little. I smoke cigar after cigar. That is why I am 200% form.
Let me guess who said that.
Who?
Churchill.
Boom.
That sounds like something he would say.
That is. I mean, when you think about cigar smokers, that's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Him and Groucho Marx.
Groucho.
That's George Burns.
And then Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. Oh, yes.
What do you call it? Groucho Marx.
Yeah. And what's his name? Hemingway.
Hemingway. Yes. I mean, there was a lot of great cigar smokers.
Yes.
Oh, even Patton was a cigar smoker.
Oh, yeah, because I got a Aladino Patton in my, what's the name?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, you look at those guys, not only were they like cigar guys, they were men. They were the guys who made a dent in history.
Yeah, like Tim Allen said, men.
So anyway, hey, let's talk about what we're smoking right quick. I'm going to let you go first.
I'm smoking a Definitions Cameroon, which is the Green Ribbon. Great stick.
No, that's Green Lace.
Green Ribbon, Green Lace.
Get it right.
Sewed label. Their labels are different. They really are. And they set themselves apart. It's totally different, but the stick is totally different. It is a great stick.
It is.
That Cameroon is this stick, dude, is no joke.
That wrapper is beautiful. Visually it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But when you put it on your lips,
here he goes.
And it's that oily,
here he goes,
supple cigar tip.
He says supple.
Because it is. It really is. When you find a cigar that's that thick, dark, oily wrapper that's supple, you found yourself a
good stick.
That's right. And that Cameroon's smooth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan. I am smoking for the third week in a row.
He's back at it again, folks. I want to give everybody that's listened for 3 weeks one guess on what he's smoking.
I'm smoking the Robert Caldwell Lalston Found Swollen Cock. Now let's talk about what we're drinking.
Yeah, hold up. What are you drinking?
I am drinking the Old Knob.
He's smoking a Swollen Cock and drinking a Knob.
Knob,
yeah.
Creek.
Yeah, okay.
12-year.
Knob.
Hey, let me tell you what. This 12-year. Have you had this
yet?
Okay, because you're drinking. Well, go ahead and tell me what you're drinking.
Uncle Nearest.
Oh,
you
switched.
I switched.
Because earlier on the Light 'Em Up Crew show, he was going with the Double Oak Woodford Reserve.
Yes.
And that's lights out.
Yes. This is,
now, the Nearest, I'm not.
It's not yours.
I get it. I'm just saying that when I had it, you know what it reminded me of?
What?
It reminded me of Jack Daniels.
Mm-mm. Don't remind me of Jack Daniels at all. I like Uncle Nearest. I don't want Ant Farthest.
Okay. I'm just saying, I recognize that family of recipe.
I got you.
What I'm saying? And I'm not a Jack Daniels
fan.
That was
when we were kids.
And I'm not even a fan of Jim Beam anymore. You know, when I was a teenager, I used to tear that up. We used to get a handle once a week.
And it didn't last a week.
Well, you know what's funny is Tim was on his, he was up in Colorado this last week. His daughter goes to the Air Force Academy.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, she's graduating in May. Mm. But anyway, he was up there and I called him in a panic because I was like, he's probably already left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, go to the liquor store and see if you can find some Eagle Rare. He's like, I've already been. There's none.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And he's like, I did pick up a handle of Jim Beam for $14. And
I was like, you can keep that.
Well, I was like, at $14?
You still can keep it.
But I don't want any.
Don't waste a trip coming to me. Enjoy that on your own.
You can leave that on the shelf.
Yes, sir. Enjoy it on your own.
So, but then he also picked up another bottle. Oh, he picked up Elijah Craig. Small batch.
Yeah.
Said he paid $30 for it. And I was like, that's what it's about here. Yep. It's 32 here.
Yeah.
But when I go out of town,
I'm looking for something different.
I'm looking for something I can't get.
Yes.
And that's why I was hoping he could snag us
some Eagle Rare.
Yeah. But anyway, because I finished it off this weekend.
Yeah, I know. You told us about it Friday.
It was good. No. I finished it off Saturday.
You told us Friday that you had done it because I didn't see you Saturday. When you sat down, you said that Eagle Rare, you told me and Larry, is gone.
Oh, yeah.
He told us, don't even worry about it. It's gone.
Well, that must have been from the previous Saturday. You remember.
Yeah. You don't. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Hey, now to clarify.
Yo, here we go.
Because I don't want to hear from Tim.
Yeah, because he's going to give you that call.
Tim's going to be calling me like, hey, Betty Ford ring a bell?
Nancy Reagan Center.
Or what's it called here?
Hell, I don't know.
I've heard of it, but I don't remember what here? It's called. Yeah. There's like some center here for wellness.
Oh.
But anyway. Hey, well, let's get on with the show.
It's good you don't know then.
let's talk about our sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Dude, we're so blessed. So blessed. I mean, first we have the Light 'Em Up crew that supports the show. And then we have great sponsors that just exemplify what we believe in as good people.
Yes.
High standards.
High standards.
So anyway, we'll start out with Case Elegance. Ooh. If you guys look in the show notes, there will be a link.
Show notes. Show
and
notes.
They have humidors. They have leather totes. They have watch cases. Are you laughing because I said tote?
He said totes, y'all. It's not a purse anymore.
I used to call it a purse, but you know what? I would carry one.
Yeah, because it's manly.
And I'm going to find out if they can put the Light 'Em Up crew logo burned into it. Or I'm sure somebody can.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I just thought about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be real cool.
So anyway, go look in the show notes. Look at Case Elegance, and you'll find all your cigar accessories, watch accessories as far as boxes, and just badass man stuff.
Yes.
And so when you buy something there, though, if you use the code CIGARTALK, they will free monogram whatever you buy.
That's why probably how we get the Light 'Em Up crew on there.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping is yeah. We can get the Light 'Em Up crew on a humidor.
That's
we're gonna give away a humidor to somebody in the Patreon.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So become a Patreon people.
Well, we have other contests for everyone else.
But we have others. Don't think we just give away to the Patreon.
Yeah, we do. We do give away just to everyone who listens. So yeah. Don't go down that road. Anyway, let's talk about Viva La Vida. Dude, I don't know if you've met Chris yet.
Not.
Chris works for the Postal Service, and he's on the Discord. He's one of our producers.
I pray for him.
Yeah. Trust me, he will take all he can get. Because Jax has been giving him the business.
I can see that.
Hey, it's kind of like you think of Jax, who's one of our Patreon members, but you think of him as being Seinfeld.
True.
And then you think of Chris as being Newman.
Yep.
Hello,
Newman.
So anyway, yeah. So anyway, we'll move on. Viva La Vida cigars. The reason I brought Chris up was because he was smoking the Lancero today.
Ooh.
And he had never had a Viva La Vida cigar.
How did he like it?
He loved it. I asked him about it. I said, man, how's that cigar? And he was like, I'm about an inch or 2 inches in, and it's awesome.
Yes.
Full of flavor. And I said, well, hey, when you get done, message me back and let me know what you thought.
Yeah.
And he was in love with it. In fact, he said, this is the only one I've had. If the other Vitolas are anywhere near like yes. this, I'm sold.
Yeah, gotcha,
and I was like, oh,
gotcha.
No, they are.
They are.
And Chris, I would recommend next the Club 500.
I was just going to say, baby.
I think that's Club going 500? From the Lancero to the Club 500 Ooh-wee. Is night and day.
Yes, sir.
But it gives you the full spectrum of what they do. You know what I mean?
You get it all. From those two sticks, you will get all.
Absolutely.
You will get it all.
So if you haven't had Viva La Vida, make sure you check them
yes,
out.
Yes, sir.
And then we talk about McAuliffe cigars. So they are doing everything. I've been smoking the did you know this is the cigar of the month is for them is the Modafina.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
I've
saw
been
that.
Smoking those.
I've been smoking Take I still out of my Sumatras, man.
Well, I know you love the Sumatras. I've been smoking Medallias too.
Yeah. We
so
dude, it's going to be a medallion on your tombstone.
True. True.
Sitting right
we'll
there.
We'll have it chiseled in.
Chiseled in and put a box in there with you. Take them with you, bro. I'm not seeing you going down there. I'm not seeing you going down there.
Hey, can you pass me that log? I need a lot of smoke.
I got a lot of smoke. They gave me two boxes.
But no, you know, if you're not an ambassador, make sure you look in the show notes. You can click on over, become an ambassador. They send you a coin with your own personal number on it. They send you a handwritten certificate.
Yes.
You become part of the family. They have a Facebook community that's like no other cigar community I know of as far as a manufacturer. And they just have fun, man.
Yes,
they care about their people. They care about, and I'll tell you this, one of our Patreons is an ambassador, and he made this statement in a Discord this week is, I am really impressed with the level of input that they take from the ambassadors.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is exactly why we love McAuliffe, because they make a great cigar, $4 to $42, all these different blends that everyone could want something from them.
Yes.
And then you look at the family they've built from top to bottom. Al McAuliffe.
It's just, it is a family. You perfect word.
It really
family.
Is. So anyway, check out the link for McAuliffe in the show notes. And then
the
1166.
Where?
North 2nd.
Yes, sir.
That is the Leaf of Abilene, Texas.
The house.
Our home shop. The Havana room. The amazing humidor.
Amazing.
Dude, I took guys in on a hearth to show them. And they were just like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then they were like, your Wi-Fi's not working.
I'm in a cedar room. This is is perfect conditions.
Hey, well, to be fair, I forgot to turn on my Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
I was just on Sprint.
I can believe. Next.
Right. So anyway, Jay does so much, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Jay at the end of the show, but if you're interested in Viva La Vida or McAuliffe, call up Jay. His phone number is in the show notes for the shop, and he will ship them right out. And you know something I've learned from, because you know, Jay doesn't ship cigars to us because we're here. But the guys I talk to, he includes a Boveda in every cigar shipment, and when you order, it goes out that day.
That day.
Not tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he is kicking ass, taking names, and he's just the nicest. I mean,
nobody nicer.
I can't think of words to describe the level of kindness that Jay is, other than a saint.
Man. Heck yeah, man.
So anyway, that's going to wrap it up for the show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
until
right.
next time.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's going to wrap it up for the sponsorship. We appreciate if you guys support those guys because they do support us as well.
And I can see some of the Light 'Em Up crew like, what the? What? No.
It ain't over. So anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to do our pick six first, and then the second half, well, we've got an interview we're going to slip in the middle with the Cigar Chick and the Cigar Gentleman. They're cigar influencers on Instagram, TikTok, you know, everywhere you look.
Yes.
Anyway, it's really interesting because they're not your regular cigar smokers that you would say you're going to think you're going to run into. They're both from Ukraine. And so heavy accents, but I kind of found out what it was like to be a cigar smoker over there.
Okay.
is not the same as here.
I can believe that totally.
Yeah. So that was an interesting conversation with them. So that'll be coming up after the pick six. And then when we come back from that, I'm going to give you my top 10 Maduros.
He's talking, people.
Well, I'm going to want to know what you think about this selection.
I got you.
And then after that, I have a cigar tip you're not going to want to miss.
Okay.
I developed this cigar tip on my own. In fact, I'm gonna coin a name for it so everybody knows it's like, oh, you're doing that. Yeah.
That's that Rob. You're doing that Rob.
Yes. No, it's not going to be that, but I'm going to coin a phrase before the end of the show.
Got you.
So anyway, I'm going to let you go first on the pick six this week.
Okay. First off, I had a Fine and Rare 2014.
Dude, I'm so sick of you smoking Fine and Rares.
Dude, I won a Fine and Rare humidor.
Dude, let me tell you something.
You saw it.
It was amazing.
You saw it. It looked like a five-story building.
It looked like Fort Knox.
It did. It did.
Yeah. And when you opened it up, it did have gold.
Yes, it did.
Had some of them Fine and Rares. Dude, do we have any left?
I hope not, because I'm going to keep buying them. If there are any left, I'm going to buy them.
Let me tell you something. Like, last Friday, I did Fuente Friday. I told you that. And, you know, I had the Don Carlos 1, Don Carlos 2, Eye of the Shark.
Gotcha.
And it just, where the hell are these cigars that you're smoking? See, I don't know where they keep good. Them, so I good. Blow by them.
Good.
That is.
They're not even in the humidor.
Are they in the glass?
I'm still not going to tell you.
So now you're safe because I'm relying on my memory. You'd be like, well, they're gone.
They're gone. They're gone.
So
number two was Aroma Craft Aquitaine.
Oh, dude, you know, that's really one of my favorites in that line. It used to be one of my dailies.
Yeah. I got into this stick here in the last 2 weeks. I've been wanting Roma Crafts, not the Bacchus, because, you know, I love Bacchus.
I know you love the Bacchus.
But it was like I wanted Aquitaine, Neanderthal, a Skull Dragger, Knuckle Dragger. That's
Knuckle
what it's
called. Knuckle Dragger.
Knuckle Dragger.
They come out with something I don't know about?
I'm like, man, it took me back to, you know, when we used to have those Roma Craft Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, man, where have I been? But that's the beauty of those sticks.
Right.
They're always there. And when you go back to them, it's the same quality. It's nothing is falling off. It's great. So you just like, yeah, I remember. And you just start going down that lane. So that's where I went with that. And my last one was the Placencia Reserva Original.
Oh, Gershwald. Yeah, I'm a fan of that. And
that was my last one, too.
Did you have that in the morning with coffee?
Yes.
Because that, anytime between 7 and noon, that is a great stick. That's a transition stick.
Man.
It's a starter stick, and then it can also transition you into the afternoon for darker smokes.
Dude, we went to this place called Jimmy Eggs in, it wasn't Harker Heights. In Harker Heights, called Jimmy Eggs. And we ate breakfast there, and I got a coffee to go. Lit that sucker with that coffee after that full stomach. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't drive. I was sitting there like, I need to stop. Because it was just taking me, you know, it's just that feeling of just rest. You know what I'm saying? Just,
oh, yeah.
Just chill. And that's what I wanted to do. But, bro, Placencia Reserva Original with a good cup of coffee.
It's a great
stick.
Take
you there. Take you
and
there.
And it's just, it's not a strong nope. cigar. But the complexity is just, it's creamy. It's got a little spice. It's got a little nut. It's got.
he went from a swollen cock to drinking knob and talking about.
A little nut. You're going to get us fired.
No, you the ones. I'm not saying any of these things. It's you.
But you know what I meant.
And they did too.
So
they say, that's just Rob. That's just Rob.
So anyway, also some leather tones, but they're not
and
like
then he brought in leather. Dude.
But they're not so pronounced that they kick your ass. It's just kind of
leather and kicking ass. Come on, bro. We're gonna get banned.
I need help. But you know what I mean.
Ooh.
When you have flavors that are not as pronounced, but they just flow into the next one.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You. Okay.
And that's what I give those cigars.
Got you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good smokes, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
So here's my three.
Okay.
So the first one is something that was one of those sticks where it's like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you're just in the mood. And it was I smoked it in the Havana Room, but it was a 85th anniversary, 1964.
Ooh.
Good smoke, man. And you know what?
Yeah.
I did. What did I say? Padron. Yeah, Padron.
Ooh.
So that's a. And you know what? But
what day did you smoke this one on? I was nowhere near, so that's why I'm
asking. It was just during the week.
Yeah.
And
wow.
The thing about it is, you know, that's only like a $22 stick.
But.
So it's like you're not spending 30,
mm-mm.
but it's still just treating yourself.
Yes.
Because it's good. And then my next one is, I hate to say this.
Uh-oh.
The Swollen Cock.
Dude, he's going back there, folks.
I have been all over this going back there. Cock.
We need a therapist. Where is Dr. Ruth at right now? He's just going there.
Tell me. So anyway, because that's a it's a great stick. I'm sad this is my last one.
So we won't hear about it for a while.
A little while. Yeah. So anyway. And then number one.
Okay.
It has no name.
Okay.
It was a DC pre-release.
Don't talk about that one. Oh. Don't talk about that because I'm mad.
First of all, it had the pigtail.
I'm taking my ears off.
It was
now.
A beautiful stick. And, dude, you want to talk about supple. I mean, it was oily. It was sticky. It was supple.
Supple again. You know what?
And, dude, it burned like a stack of dimes. I don't know if you saw the picture I took.
Nah.
It was beautiful.
Because if I saw the picture, I'd be even more angry.
Yeah, well, you know, you should have been here. That's what it boils down to. What time did I call you Saturday morning? I called you at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, hey, man, you on your way, man. I just got out of bed.
I just got out of bed. I just woke up. I was tired. Man, I drove from Texas to Oklahoma to Kansas to Nebraska, then from Nebraska to Iowa to Missouri to Illinois, then from Illinois to Missouri to Oklahoma back to Texas, then went down southern Texas.
Right.
I'm tired. I am tired. I'm not a truck driver.
I get you. I could never be a truck driver. Hats off to guys like Cool Hand Luke. Because, you know, you guys are one of the backbones
for real
of this country.
Y'all can have that highway.
And, you know, my dad was a truck driver. And he loved
it. I salute him.
And,
dude. And I'm a driver. I like to drive. But
not as much I can't do the mileage like I did when I was a kid.
Me neither.
You know what I mean?
I found that out.
When I was 19, 20, I could drive from here to Phoenix and get a burger and turn around and drive home.
I drove from St. Louis to Seattle. 24-hour trip. Now, that's going to be a 3-day trip because I got to stop. I got to stop and rest. Hold up.
Yeah.
Is there?
Hey. But, you know, the difference is the days of pulling over on the shoulder and sleeping.
Are gone. Long gone.
Those were some days.
Yeah. Long gone.
Anyway.
Talk to me.
I'm trying to think what my third one was. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I was thinking I got a bonus.
He was stuck on that swollen cock. You need to quit, bro. You're going to get us fired. Yeah. And the thing is, it's your show. You got to fire both of us. Okay, we're both fired. We're going to bring in Deb and Luke.
Let me tell you what. This knob is fantastic.
I'm done with you. Can we have a, is there any more Eagle Rare over there? No, get some Steel Austin. Something that takes you away from that realm, please.
Right?
Please.
All right. So anyway, hey, that's our pick six of the week.
Yeah, good six, though.
We're going to have an interview with Cigar Chick and Cigar Gentleman. They're married, and they're influencers for cigars. They're getting really involved in the community, and they have an interesting story. They're from the Ukraine, and so we'll have them up here shortly, and then when we come back, I'll be giving you my top 10 Maduro cigars.
Maduros.
So anyway, we'll be right back after the break.
Hey guys, before we jump into the interview, I just want to let you know that somehow the first, 2 minutes was lost. So I've already introduced them. It is Cigar Chick and Cigar Gentleman. They're both from the UK. They're now in South Carolina. And anyway, just talk to them. And I just ask Cigar Gentleman about his start in cigars and where he's at in his journey. So anyway, we'll go right into the interview now. Thanks, guys.
At once in the past 2 years. But now I developed the palate for what I like. And that's how it's been.
So how did Yana get into smoking cigars? Did you share the Davidoff cigars with her?
So in the beginning, I would try to say, hey, you want to take a puff? And she said, I like the smell of the cigars. I don't like the smell of the cigarettes. So she would do it. And she's like, I don't like that. So for about a year, I tried with each cigar. And she would actually tell me, okay, this is better, this is not good, this is better, this is not good, until she tried, I think the first cigar she really loved was the Opus X.
13.
Oh, well, of course.
X-13,
yeah. The Forbidden X-13, and she said, wow, so that was more than one puff on that cigar, so I didn't like the sharing part.
Right.
But that's how it started about a year ago for her.
Yeah, that's funny because everybody asks me if my wife smokes cigars, and my answer is, oh, thank God she does not.
Yes, I did not know we will come to this.
So yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. Now I have to think. I said, do I give her the cheaper cigar or the good cigar?
And so, all the time I said, oh, no, it's cheap. You can smoke it.
Yeah, I can tell by the photos that she posts that she's not smoking cheap cigars.
No. She has been spoiled. So,
well, there's nothing wrong with that. So let me ask you guys this. Where are you located at? Yana told me, but I forgot. Was it like Indiana or somewhere?
We located in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
And so how long have y'all been in South Carolina? I know you're not originally from there by the accents.
Yesterday was 4 years for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I've been here since 97, 98.
Okay. And where are y'all both originally from?
From Ukraine.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I was actually talking to a cigar smoker in Ukraine about a year ago. We did a video call, and it was very interesting learning what the cigar industry was like over there. And it was like, you really couldn't smoke anywhere. So do you guys go back to visit?
So we went the last time, well, obviously not last year, but the year before we went because she still has her relatives there. I don't. So we brought some cigars with us. At that time, we were not media aficionados, so we didn't take a lot of pictures. But the cigar smoking industry, long time ago, it did not exist. So it was always cigarettes. So now I see a lot more companies in Ukraine, especially in Ukraine, selling a lot of Cubans and Davidoffs and just branching out. And it's becoming more popular and a lot more people starting smoking cigars instead of cigarettes.
So how is the market compared in the Ukraine versus here? Is it more expensive or less expensive?
So, more expensive.
So it is, for example, for the Dominican or from Honduras, those cigars, I would say a little bit more expensive. As far as obviously Cubans, they're cheaper, but we can't sell them here anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So over there, the Cubans are cheaper.
Yes.
Okay. And so have you smoked a lot of Cubans when you were over there?
No, because I don't trust the stores that sell Cubans there.
Right. You don't know if you're getting trash or if you're getting the real deal.
Exactly. Especially in Ukraine.
I got you. Well, yeah. You know, a buddy of mine went on a cruise and he asked me, hey, man, I'm going to pick you up a cigar. What do you want me to get? And I was like, no, don't get me a cigar while you're on a cruise.
Bad idea.
And then I told him, I said, but if you do, whatever you do, don't get me a Cohiba.
And that's right.
He brings me back a box of Cohibas, and they are the worst looking imitation counterfeits you've ever seen. And I didn't even smoke one. I was like, I'm not smoking that stuff.
Did they have a glass top on the box?
Well, it had plexiglass. these guys were too cheap to even go with real glass.
That's funny. Yes. No, but Ukraine is well known for counterfeiting Cuban cigars. So.
Okay. So when you moved over here, what did you move over here in the 90s to South Carolina?
So, no, I moved to D.C. I went to school in D.C.
Okay.
So I lived there for 5 years. And then after that, I moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. So I lived there for 5 years. And then I moved here to South Carolina.
So what was in South Carolina?
Let's see, 1 hour away from the mountains and 2 hours away from the beach. Perfect
location.
Oh,
man, that is the perfect location. I never thought about that. Although I'm a mountain guy, I can take or leave the beach. But, man, being that close to the mountains, I'm about 5 hours from the mountains, so I don't get to go that often. And I do love them. So how is the cigar community in South Carolina? I mean, is there a lot of cigar lounges? What's the atmosphere like over there?
So in our city, probably maybe 10, 12 cigar lounges.
Wow, that's a lot.
there is a lot. There is a new one they just opened up to kind of hip style. They do a lot of events, especially I know Rocky Patel, he comes here to our town. So he does a few events specifically with one shop. But other than that, it's to me, the community is still growing because we do have a lot of shops opening up. We know few people since obviously we just started smoking, but from two cigar shops, we have maybe 40 communities.
And oh, wow. They meet
every Thursday. They do what they call cigar therapy.
Oh, very nice.
For guys. So just get together and smoke and drink bourbon.
Very nice. What kind of bourbon you guys like?
So right now I am drinking. Yes, I'm drinking because it's 5 o'clock in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Blood Oath.
Very nice. I've never had that.
Yeah.
Blood Oath.
So this is a bourbon whiskey, and it's finished in the Caribbean rum cask. So.
Oh, wow.
Out of Kentucky.
Very nice. Well, I mean, y'all are over there close to Kentucky, so y'all have a lot more options. I'm in Texas, so, you know, we have bourbons made here in Texas, but I'm going to tell you, for me, if it says bourbon, it has to be from Kentucky.
So correct.
You can make whiskey anywhere you want, but bourbon, for me, has to be made in Kentucky.
It has to be. That is correct. I completely agree.
So, Yana, do you drink bourbon as well?
No, I never tried.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, never.
Well, you're missing out, I promise you. Especially with a good cigar. But do you drink coffee?
I drink coffee and I drink champagne.
Oh, okay. Boy, she is spoiled.
Yes, she is.
So what do you do besides smoke cigars? What's your line of work?
So I work for fashion industry.
Nice.
And my wife, she works at home with two babies.
Oh, very nice. How old are the babies?
3 years old and 1 year old.
Wow. So, yeah, you're real busy.
Little.
Yeah, very small. So, like, I'm going to assume that you're doing the photos of Yana.
Yes.
Since you're
and sometimes my son.
Ah, okay. Well,
and sometimes my neighbor.
Sometimes a neighbor. So it's a community thing. Well, I was going to say, you being in the fashion industry, that's cool because you get to help show her how you want her to do it, I assume.
That's right. But most of the time, she tells me what to do. So
yeah.
Most of the 99% of the time.
99.9, correct.
Hey, well, you got somebody who's in your corner for smoking cigars, so you've got it pretty good.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and now you said you came over in 97, is that right?
Correct.
And Jan, when did you come over?
2017.
Okay. And so how's the transition been from being in Ukraine to the United States? Has it been a big change? Is it completely different?
Completely different, because in USA, anyone walk on the streets, you should have a car. When I arrived, I was without car, maybe, I don't know how many.
A year and a half.
So when you came over, did you know how to drive?
Correct. She had to learn how to drive.
Yes, uh-huh. I should learn how to drive. I should buy the car. And all this time when I was at home, I was just like crazy. It is insane. I can just walk around neighborhood and that's all. If I want to go to store for grocery shopping or something, I should wait when he come back home.
Nice. So how's the difference in the weather between Ukraine and South Carolina? I mean, South Carolina's got all four seasons. It's really a nice climate. How is it where you're from?
In Ukraine, colder.
Just all the time?
Not all the time.
I mean, do they have summer over there? I'm very interested in how it is over there. Do you have the four seasons?
Yeah. In Ukraine, we have four seasons. And when it's summer, no AC anywhere. Mm. So it's harder.
Yeah, no. In Texas, you have to have AC. So we're very spoiled with the AC. In fact, I was up in Chicago back 20 years ago and stayed with a friend who did not have AC. And I was like, are you guys crazy? I can't sleep at night with no AC. So it was rough. So I can't even imagine just year round or summer months with no AC.
When I live in Ukraine, як це сказати, я не понимала.
She didn't notice that she's what she's missing. Basically, you don't know what you're missing unless.
Oh, yeah.
Півтора года назад я ощутила, що.
For the first time we went, well, she went back 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago. And the first thing she said, you guys have no AC.
It's so hot.
She was complaining the whole time, and her relatives looked at her like, really, you lived here for so many years, and you like didn't complain then.
So, like, but when you go to the hotels over there, restaurants, do they have AC?
So they'll have what it's a little, it looks like the subwoofer for the TV you put underneath, this little tiny thing that goes in a wall and blows cooler air. But it does not clean the air, and it does not take the humidity out. So basically, it's just circulating the same air, just making it a little bit cooler. It's awful, by the way. So.
It's better than nothing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
I got you. So what are you guys doing as far as the cigar industry? You're in very involved in social media. I mean, what are you guys actually doing as far as the cigar community? I mean, are y'all like participating in events? Are y'all holding events? I mean, what is it that we see you guys working on?
So our first progress was to get our friends into smoking cigars.
Hey, that's always the first thing. That's what I did too. It's like once I fell in love with cigars, I wanted everybody to fall in love with cigars.
And there are some friends that shocked that now are asking me, hey, can you get some of this cigar or more of this cigar? I would never picture them smoking cigars.
Really?
Ever. Her girlfriend? Yes. Never. Absolutely. She was so against it. And then next thing I know, she said, hey, I've tried this cigar you give us. And it was just a small Vegueros Cuban.
Mananitas.
And she absolutely loved it. So now I had to get boxes of that cigar for her.
Oh, wow.
But they both are smoking.
So can you send cigars over there?
No, actually, they're here. So they're
in South Carolina. Okay.
Our close friends here. But as far as sending, I've sent some cigars to Russia and Ukraine.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I've sent a friend cigars down in Australia. And when they get there, they got to pay crazy amount of taxes on getting the cigars.
I do it the smart way. I just put it, it's used shoes.
Well, yeah, down there though they check them, and if you put cigar or if you put used shoes and they find cigars, they keep them. They won't even let you pay for them. So I tried to send him some, and I was going to put art supplies, and he was like, no, put cigars because they'll find them and then they won't let me have them. So
wow,
but they're real strict. They charge 1,000% tax.
It's, excellent.
I think it's $1,500 per kilo.
Wow.
So that's kind of crazy. And I don't know how involved you guys are in the political landscape here, but, you know, right now the Congress is trying to pass a bill that would put a federal income tax on cigars. So we're not for that. We're very against that. And so if you get the opportunity, make sure you speak to whoever your congressperson is.
Yes, because we received a petition, I think, last week. Somebody sent it to us.
I saw it on Rob's Instagram.
Oh, okay. We saw it on your Instagram.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try to keep everybody as informed as possible.
Yes.
Especially to keep my right. I don't get very political, but I do get very political if you want to mess with my cigar rights.
Yeah.
Correct.
Let me have my bourbon, let me have my cigars, and we're good. I don't ask for much.
No.
So long-term though, I mean, are you guys looking at using your social media to start a venture, a business out of that? Or are y'all having fun with it?
So right now we're having fun. We have a event to go to, which we cannot tell you about right now.
Sure.
But it will happen in May in South Carolina. It will be a very big event. I think it will be announced this week. We'll send you the link.
Awesome.
So we we were invited to go there, and also in November to Big Smoke in Vegas.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And, you know, well, I don't know when you're going in May, but I believe the TPE is the week of the 13th, 14th of May as well. I will not be there. I am going on a camping trip with my buddies, so we're going to be drinking and smoking cigars and not being in Vegas.
Perfect. I know. I know.
So, I mean, you guys have really just been in the cigar, well, you, sir, for a couple of years, and, I mean, you've dove in head first, because I looked at your page as well, man. You're smoking a lot of different cigars. You know, a lot of people, when they've only been smoking for a year or two, kind of get stuck into one or two cigars. You guys smoke everything.
Honestly, my goal was to start to find a perfect cigar, which probably does not exist, but I wanted to. So I went online when I started smoking and just type in 10 best cigars in the world.
Wow.
So, or 10 rarest cigars in the world. And I just started researching, tried to find them, because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know, I could ask somebody on Instagram, hey, do you have this? Or what do you think about this cigar? So that's how it started for me. And it's still going. The search continues.
Oh, yeah. I always say I'm on the search for the holy grail of cigars, and I hope I never find it.
Exactly. So I'm pretty sure I'll never have, but it's a good idea.
Hey, I've smoked some cigars that were pretty close, and they were phenomenal.
But I would not stop. So
yeah, I'm the same way. And I guess Cigar Talk's actually been around just for a little over 2 years, maybe 2 years and 3 or 4 months. So the Cigar Talk show started about the same time you started smoking cigars.
Yeah, so I think my first post was February or March.
Okay.
Of that year, so.
Well, you guys are, I mean, I love what you're doing. I love to see all the different cigars. And Yana, I love that, you know, we need more females in the cigar industry. So I love that you're promoting that. And I think that, you know, the more women who get into the cigar industry and the community, it just makes it better for everyone, because you guys have a different perspective than what we have.
Correct.
She sounds like she was going to say something.
Yeah, I said thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, we love to see different perspectives. And, I mean, you know, without the women, we still get perspectives, because you have all different walks of life that smoke cigars. But right now that women are coming into the cigar industry a lot more, it's really a different eye-opening experience and a different perspective that, you know, sheds light on things. And I've learned a lot from my fellow female cigar smokers.
It's different than used to be, you know, all guys sitting in a lounge. And then now it's a little bit more refreshing, because you have females sitting in the lounge as well. And that just adds to that perfect moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's all about the community. And I mean, whether you're smoking a $10 cigar or a $30 cigar, it's really about the time you're spending with other people and enjoying that interaction that you normally wouldn't have.
Correct. And that's why a lot of people, when they ask Yana on Instagram, they say, well, what is the best cigar for every day? You know, there is no answer to that question, because what might work for her will not work for anybody. So that's why when somebody asks her, what's your worst cigar? She would not answer that, because you can't say that, because my neighbor might be smoking that cigar.
Well, for me, the worst cigar is the cigar that I want that I can't get.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the worst in the world, because I want it, but I can't get it. And, you know, it's kind of like my bourbon, too. I don't know if you guys... Now, let me ask you this. Do you guys have Eagle Rare?
Absolutely. 10-year and 20-year.
Is it just... It's plentiful up there, I bet.
Actually... It's funny. So South Carolina is a dry state. It's a blue. It's going back to the whole non-alcohol selling on Sundays.
Okay, laws. See, Texas is like that. We have the blue law also.
Correct. So the now that it's branching out, there's a lot of bourbon out of Kentucky for some reason that we could not get in South Carolina because of Kentucky law. So, for example, I don't know if you heard of a Rabbit Hole.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, to me, I've been drinking that for 2 years, but I had to get it from Georgia because you cannot sell it in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So it's just now, last February, I think, we start getting it in South Carolina. So to answer your question, no, it's not a lot of bourbon. It is still very hard to get. So I get it from Georgia and from Tennessee through France. Once in a while, it pop up. Once a month, maybe 3-4 bottles, maybe a case, but it's gone in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's not sitting Weller, none of this. It will come in. I'll get a text. If you're not there in 5 minutes, it's gone.
Oh, yeah. I don't even get a text. I just get completely lucky. I stumbled into a liquor store about a month ago, and they just happened to have one bottle. And I felt like, you know, it was the lotto. I won the lottery. But here in Texas, it's very, very difficult to find. And I thought maybe being in South Carolina, because I know in New Mexico, a friend sent me a picture, and they had like 5 bottles deep on the shelf, on the bottom shelf at a gas station. I was like, man.
That's a gas station in heaven.
So let me ask you about your coffee drinking. So is Ukraine a big coffee drinking country?
Yes.
And so yes. I kind of assume that they have like really good, the best coffee.
She makes the best coffee in the world.
All right. What kind of, where's it from? What kind of coffee you like?
We like coffee from Italy, Illy.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever had any from Italy. I've had it from just about everywhere else. I love Brazilian. I love African. I love Colombian. I love all coffee that's good coffee.
So this company out of Italy, I think they get their coffee from Colombia, I think.
Okay. And so do they sell it here in the States, or do you have to order it from over there?
No, they sell it in grocery stores.
Oh, wow. So what's it called? What's the secret name?
One sec.
What is this?
I just used this coffee machine, so that's why my coffee is the best.
Ah, well, that's pretty much what I do. I grind my own coffee, and then I put it in, and it makes it perfect. So, and I don't know how, but my coffee maker has, do you want to make it bold or regular? And I always make it bold, but I don't know how it does that. Ah, you know what? I've seen that somewhere. I think I saw that on Instagram, actually.
It is fantastic. I'm trying to see where it's from. It's Arabica, so 100% Arabica.
Okay, very nice. Well, I'll definitely have to try to pick up some of that. I saw that within the last 6 months.
Very strong, which is good.
Yeah, that's how I like it. I like it strong, and I like it black. You don't put anything in your coffee, do you?
Absolutely not.
Good, good. Amen, brother. Amen. So, well, hey, guys, I'm sorry, were you going to say something else?
I was going to say, even if I smoke cigar at 11 o'clock at night, I still drink that coffee and go to bed with no problem.
Yeah, I drink all day.
Yeah, coffee for me.
Oh, no, I only get a little jittery if on about 5 or 6 cups and I haven't had anything to eat and I'm smoking about 3 cigars. Then I get a little like, oh, I need to eat something.
We'll do it.
Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for taking the time, and I apologize for all the technical difficulties at the beginning, but I hope we stay in touch, and if you guys need anything from Cigar Talk, feel free. Hey, and I saw that you were in our Discord server. You posted a video there. Feel free.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't joined yet, so you need to join our Discord server as well, but just know it's a complete circus in there, so don't worry about what everybody says. Just have a good time, and... Anyway, but thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us for a few minutes.
Hey, nice talking
thank
to you.
Thank you. Nice
thank
talking
you.
To you. Yeah.
Oh, smoke thank well. You guys. Hey, you too, brother. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, man. That was it, brother. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We will put in this segment in probably about 2 to 3 weeks. We record several shows ahead of time, but whenever we're getting ready to release it, I'll send you guys an announcement to let you know.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, enjoy you guys.
Happy Monday.
Y'all keep smoking, brother. Be good.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey guys, welcome back, and hope you enjoyed that interview. It was great talking to those guys. It was interesting. You know, I'm fascinated by people who are from overseas.
Oh.
I've never been overseas. So, I mean, if the only foreigners I've dealt with are either south of the border or north of the border. I've been to Canada and I've been to Mexico, and it's like, it's a totally different world out there. You've been around the world because you were in the Army.
I didn't go around the world. I went around the United States.
Oh.
When they got ready to send us over to Iraq, the Iraqis were like, we quit, we give up.
Well, that's not a place that I'd want to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was thinking
wants to go.
I was thinking like Germany, Japan, I wanted to go to Germany. Brazil.
My initial orders were to Alaska, and I wanted to get out of it. I was like, no, I don't want to get in there. People started telling me the advantage of it.
Did you go to Alaska?
No, they changed them and sent me to, that's why I drove to Seattle, because I was at Fort Lewis in Washington.
I see, because I think Alaska would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I got so upset because they were going to send me there, and then folks told me about the blessings of being in Alaska. I was like, oh, then I got those new orders. I was like, dang, I could have went.
Yeah, see, I that would be a top choice for me.
Oh, yeah. And see, I was young and dumb. Young and dumb.
We all were.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's get to the top 10 Maduros.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
And you know what? I'll share that at the end.
Okay.
Number one, and these are in no particular order. I didn't rank them 1, 2, and to, you know, 10 down to 1.
You just gave us 10.
This is my top 10 Maduros in random order.
Okay.
The first one is the CAO Flathead V660.
Bruh.
That's a good stick.
Bruh.
And, you know,
you try to hit 100 out the gate, ain't you?
I'm telling you, this is a good list.
Yeah.
This is a good list.
That V660?
Yes.
Ooh. And that's a man stick.
It is
not
a man stick.
Not to say anything about the ladies, but that's... You got to be you ain't starting off on that.
No. And let me say this: if you're a Maduro smoker, you're not a newbie.
No, you can't be.
You know what I mean? I didn't make this list for guys who just started.
Yeah,
this is for the guys who smoke a lot of stokes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you know, the 660 is a 6x60 box press, and what it says here is that has all the power of the engine it's honoring. Hey, and it received a 95 rating from Cigar Aficionado and listed number 3 of the year.
I can see that. I can see that. I really can.
And you know, when I see CAO, I don't always think top 25.
Okay.
But that one?
Yeah.
I definitely see it. And I would even say the Amazon Basin. It's not on the list, but that stick's not available.
Yeah.
I can't get that stick.
I got one left.
Well, I can't get it. So anything I can't get's not on this list.
Gotcha.
So then my next one is the Romacraft Cro-Magnon.
Ooh. Yeah, you hitting 100 now, bro.
I'm telling you, dude. It's bold. It's flavorful.
It's a ride.
You get a lot of big, thick smoke out of it.
You get a ride.
The ash is like... solid and white. I mean, you can see that tobacco is just pure.
Stack of dimes for real.
Cro-Magnon was given a 93 rating and named 15th cigar of the year in Cigar Aficionado.
It should have been higher.
I'm not arguing with that. Then number 3 on the list is the Partagas Black.
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse,
dude,
there, baby.
Dude,
you know I'm a Partagas Black man.
Oh,
you get everything.
Dude, do you realize that when I went from the LFD Cabinet 6, when we would run out, the Partagas Black was my backup.
Smoke. Yes.
Because they're very similar,
yes.
But the Partagas is a little stronger.
It's stronger. It lets you know it's a man.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here.
Hey, so far on this list, this is not for new cigar smokers.
No.
Hey, and when you hear this next one, you're going to be like, yep, you're right. The My Father, Le Bijou, 1922.
Oh, come on, bro.
Dude.
Come on, bro.
Just for the top 4 so far, what do you think?
You walking that walk.
Yeah, you getting excited,
you walking that walk.
You?
Yes, sir.
I mean.
I'm with you on this.
Dude, sweet coffee, espresso, dark chocolate, leather.
Every last one of them.
Dude.
Every last one of them. It looks good.
Hey, and it was actually named number 1 in 2015.
Yes, sir. That's a bad stick.
With a 97 rating.
That's a bad stick.
That's a bad stick, man. All right, you ready for the next one?
Come on.
The Padron 1926 Maduro. I mean,
this is not a new smokers list.
No, this is a nice list.
This is a seasoned, grown palate. You know, sit back, good bourbon, yes. Long conversation stick. Yes. So far.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was going.
Wow,
for.
Man!
All right, you ready for the next one?
Talk to me.
The Placencia Alma Fuerte. Generation V.
Placencia, baby. You can't say nothing else. Dude. Can't say nothing else.
That oily wrapper, yes, just speaks to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I mean, it's nub worthy. Mm-hmm. When you get down to the nub, you don't want to quit.
I pull that poker out on that one.
Yeah, you don't want to let that one go. No. Mm-mm. Let's see. And then my next one on the list is the Illusion Rothschild Maduro.
That's a good stick, too.
And you know what? I it's hard for me to say this, but it's true. It's a wallet-friendly cigar.
Yeah.
I want to say that's like $8.
Yeah, for an Illusion.
And none of these sticks are over $12 except for the 1926.
Yeah, 1926.
Are you ready for this next one?
Talk to me.
From Crowned Heads, we have a Buckeye Land.
Come on, dude.
Dude, that's another home run.
Yeah.
Dude, out of the park. Out of the park.
I can't say anything about his list right now. I have to be quiet.
Because it's like,
yes.
Dude, if someone handed you a bag and those were the cigars in it,
I think they love me.
Yeah.
I think they love me.
Exactly. All right. The next one on the list is the Perdomo 20th Anniversary Maduro.
Yes, sir.
Dude,
yes, sir.
That,
yes, sir.
To
yes,
me,
sir.
That
yes,
is
sir.
One of
yes, sir.
The standards.
Yes, sir. Pocket
when
friendly.
You talk about
standard taste.
An amazing Maduro.
Yes, yes.
Dude,
yes.
And that wrapper is about as dark as you can get. I love that cigar. Let's see what the next one is. Now, this is another one that's wallet friendly, but also is like a 93 rating. This is the La Galera Maduro. Hmm. Full body Dominican. I mean, it's just flawless brown, dark Mexican San Andreas wrapper.
Yeah.
And you know, I love San Andreas.
Yeah.
And I know you do too.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So that's the 10.
That's a bad list. And I ain't talking bad as in bad. I'm talking bad as in good. That's a bad list, bruh.
And I
talk
called
to me.
Before the show, uh-huh. I'd already made the list. Uh-huh. I called Jay and I said, hey, man, could you make a sampler pack out of what I have for my list? And he was, of course, like, let me know what you got and I'll tell you if I've got them. Anyway, he does. And I asked him if he would put them together, if you're interested in smoking that sampler pack of my top 10 Maduros, he's going to have it available to you. It's $120 and it's free shipping.
That's another reason why I love Jay, man.
It's got a 1926 Maduro.
Yes, yes. It's got a Particus. It's got the Perdomo ESV.
It's got the My Father Levy Jew. Dude, those are home run sticks.
Dude, you talking about sticks in a sample pack.
Right.
That's like,
Lights out.
Yeah, you don't smoke
Lights
them
out.
All at once.
Oh, no. This is a pack that
yes,
you leave in the humidor
yes.
to smoke on occasion.
Oh,
so
man.
Anyway, we want to say thank you to Jay
yes.
for pulling that out and making it available
yes.
to
making
anyone
it happen.
Who
making
wants
it
to
happen.
Order it.
Yes.
And you know what's funny is he was putting them together, and he told me how many he would have,
uh-huh.
and then he said, scratch that minus one. Somebody saw me putting it together.
Yeah, and grab one. Grab one.
And I was like, because that's a good list.
That's a great list, man.
So anyway, we'll say thank you to Jay. Look down in the show notes. Give him a call if you would like to smoke these cigars. I got a tip for you.
Talk to me.
Remember I told you I was going to coin a phrase on a cigar
tip.
Mm-hmm. And this one's called the pinch.
Okay.
that's the best I can come up with.
Okay. So what is the pinch?
Okay. So you light up a cigar and you're smoking it. And you know how you can tell, how do you tell a cigar starts tunnel burning?
You see it on the sides.
No, 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 no. That's canoeing. When it's burning down the middle.
You see it on the sides because it's going in.
Well,
And the sides are not burning.
But before that, there's an indicator before you get to that point.
What's that indicator?
The indicator is it's completely lit on the end, but when you puff on it, don't get hardly any smoke at all.
Yeah.
So, bingo, it's tunneling on me, and I need to fix it now.
Okay.
So, the pinch is... So what's happening is it's burning down the center of the stick, right? So what I do is I pinch it right where the fire is. And now when I puff on it, it forces the airflow around the pinch area, which catches the rest of the cigar and fire on the inside.
You're trying to set somebody's fingers on
fire. No. I do it all the time. I actually did that yesterday. And I was like, I saved this cigar.
You saved that cigar.
I did.
So you're going to let the world know.
I want everybody to be able to save
a cigar.
It's
that Rob. I'm doing the Rob. It's not the pinch. It's the Rob. Hey, man, my cigarette's starting to tunnel. I'm going to do the Rob.
Dude, I'm telling you, it works.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
When you pinch down, there's no airflow going through the middle now.
It's all going
and when you puff, it goes around the pinch point.
Okay.
That fixed the tunnel burn.
Allowed it to catch up.
Yeah.
That's that Rob.
Hey, man, it works.
I got you.
So, well, all right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. I appreciate you taking the time to spend it with us. I hope you light up a cigar, enjoy the show, maybe drink some bourbon. If you're on your way to work, don't spill your drink. And so anyway, that's going to finish it off for this week's episode. Until next week.
Keep smoking.
Boom.